Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So thank you, Dave. More on that at the top of the hour. Dr. Michelle Moore joins us, clinical psychologist, chief of psychology at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, to talk about the shooting in Texas yesterday. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Good morning. Not doing so great this morning. We've got a really sad topic to talk about today.
Yeah, it's you know, I got a note up here, doc, that says smile and have fun to remind me, but it's kind of hard to do that today. You know, when you talk about fear and stress, I guess the first thing we can look at is how do parents talk to their kids about it? And then we can talk about how do parents handle this. How do you talk to your kid about this? The school year ending, for a lot of kids, sometimes there's summer school involved, sometimes not. But how do you deal with this if you got a kid in school and they're going through active shooter drills, because a lot of schools do it? How do you keep them from being terrified of going to school?
No, I think it's an important topic, and I'm glad we're talking about it, because I think this is what parents do need to talk to their kids about it. I think it's really hard to have these difficult conversations, but you need to have these difficult conversations because children have access to so much information now through the internet, through social media, kids talking at school. They're going to be hearing about this. So being open to having these conversations, being there to answer their questions, I think it's really important just to acknowledge that a very sad and very scary thing happened, and being able to validate their feelings of how they might feel about going to school. And so I think it is really hard on the parent side because, yes, how, you know, you send your child to school and you think that that is a safe place, but you're absolutely correct. They're doing active shooter drills in school, which kind of speaks to maybe school's not safe. We don't know. And I think that's the hard thing of we don't have answers as to why these things happen, to be able to know definitively how to stop them, and helping children to understand what the school does to keep you safe. Right? What are these practices that are put into place? And the drills help people to be prepared. And it's just very sad that we have to do that to help prepare our children for this.
Well, in terms of trauma, and again, you have to do it. I mean, you know, not ignoring it's not going to help anything. And you certainly want to do everything you can to keep the kids as safe as you can. But you and I, Doc, didn't have to go through active shooter drills. At least I didn't. I don't presume you did.
Oh.
Do we have any idea what this is going to do, like, long-term with kids or anything? Or is that a concern in the psychological community?
Oh, 100% a concern. I mean, I think you look at natural disasters and the impact that those are becoming more severe and more intense, right, the frequency now of these shootings that are happening, these mass shootings. Yes, the children now are growing up in a very different world and society than we grew up in years ago. So, yes, it is going to have a long-term impact. And I don't think we know the answers to see the future of what that's going to look like. But from a psychological standpoint, they'll be more hypervigilant, more cautious, more on edge, likely more stressed, more easily stressed, maybe more easily triggered, because the world is a very scary and overwhelming place right now.
Well, let me take a quick break. We had to cut into your time a little bit with that news from Dave Cohen about a 13-year-old now suspect in shooting a cop in St. Tammany Parish. And the officer's supposed to be okay, they're saying. So we wish that officer the best. 6:51, 9 before 7. When we come back, Doctor, we can talk about parents dealing with the stress of sending their kids to school and not knowing. I mean, it's a tough thing to say in a situation, but you know, Dr. Michelle Moore, clinical psychologist, chief of psychology at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. 6:51, 9 before 7. Your calls in the 7 o'clock hour, 504-260-1870. You can get your thoughts together and start calling after the news. Right now it's time for traffic on WWL. 657, 3 minutes left with Dr. Michelle Moore, clinical psychologist, chief of psychology at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. You can call after 7 o'clock, maybe 7:05 at 504-260-1870, and I'll take your phone calls. But if you call now, you're just going to be on hold for like 20 minutes, which is not going to really help. Dr. Michelle Moore, clinical psychologist, chief of psychology at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. What do you say to parents? I mean, the summer's here, so that means, for the most part, they're not going to be in school, but there is summer school. There are summer camps at schools. How does a parent, because, again, as a parent, and I don't know if you are or not, but, you know, if it's not this, it'd be something else you worry about, right? But how do you keep this all in context? And because if you're freaking out, your kid's going to freak out, and you don't want that.
Well, and I think that's part of it, right? If you're panicking, your children will panic. But you also need to have your own place to process what you're feeling, because you can't just hold it in either and try to pretend like it's going to go away. You can't hold it in forever. So you need some people to talk to. And maybe that's friends. Maybe it is about understanding, what is the school doing to keep your kids safe? Do you know what their protocols are? The camps are going to this summer. What are their protocols for safety? Arming yourself with that knowledge to actually really understand how these different agencies and institutions are keeping children safe, I think, is an important element. But if you feel yourself starting to panic, you're overwhelmed, you've got the news on, it's possible, depending on the children's age, they shouldn't be watching the news all the time. The news is really scary, and they can have conversations with you about things, but it may be that you need to turn the news off, stop reading it on your phone, and maybe take a walk, kind of get out for a little while before coming back to be able to have those conversations. But parents do need to be able to process how they're feeling about this, just like children do.
Doctor, I think what you just said is very important, because I know it becomes just like the same video over and over, the same thing said over and over when one of these things happens. They want to cover it, but I'll get the initial facts and find out what happens, and then I have to turn it off, because it gives you no more information, and you can check in, you know, hours later, and then maybe more will be uncovered. But just watching it over and over, that's not really going to help anything, is it?
No, it's not. And I think for parents to think about this too, that this probably isn't a one-time conversation. You might be having that conversation right now, a couple of days from now. Kids are still thinking about it. They may still ask you questions. When we get to August and we're all going back to school, I think you may get some questions then too. So
maybe you can come back then, Doc. We'd appreciate your time, and I appreciate it today. We'll take a break. Open lines. We come back. 504-260-1870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.